popo to be ishtaraye. So it doesn't become incorporated into the text of the get. It doesn't become an integral part of the get. So the mele even if it's a little small, so it doesn't pass. Oh, so vis-a-vis. So you'll see, vis-a-vis this longness, a limitation that Eidechasime without Eidechasime cannot make the shtar into ishtarkinye. They can only make it into ishtaraye. So the Rashba says that in Mele, if it's a little shmo, so it's possible that I say, so the Rashba says that it's not shayach when the signatories are goyim with shemis mevokim. But suppose the signatories are goyim with shemis mevokim, let's say the names are Michael, Sam, I mean names that could be Jewish and could be Gentile. So then, since on its face it purports to be ishtaraye, so then it becomes incorporated into the text of the get. It becomes an integral part of the Ksivas HaGet. And if it's a little small, it's possible to rise. But then the Rashba mentions the same Lomdes al Libet Shittas Arid, and al Libet Shittas Arid, it's much more reasonable to conceive of that Lomdes, because al Libet Shittas Arid, so that the Chesime has more weight than Alibet Shittas Teisves. Alibet Shittas Teisves, the value of the Yachsime is only invalidating the Getes Ishtaraya. But Alibet Shittas Aviv, the value of the Yachsime is not only invalidating it as Ishtaraya, but also invalidating it as Ishtakiya. So mainly it's much more reasonable. This Lomdes becomes more reasonable vis-a-vis the Shittas Aviv. So when he mentions that Lomdes, Alibet Shittas Horiv, so then he says, the Rashba says, that when can it be possible in the Raise? It can possible in the Raise, if it's a little more, if the signatories are Ksheir. But if the signatories are Goyim, even though the names of these Goyim are Shem Shemim Vokim, so then it couldn't be possible in the Raise. Vis-a-vis Shittas HaTeisves, he says, that only if the signatories are Goyim with Shem Shemim Vokim, it doesn't become possible in the Raise. But if the signatories are going with Shem Shemim Vokim, it does become possible to rise. But vis-a-vis the Shittas Aviv, the Rashba emphasizes that as long as the signatories are going, it doesn't have to be Davke Goyim, it can be Krevim, Rishoyim, as long as the Apsule Eides, Krevim, as long as the Apsule Eides, so even though the Shemes are Shemes, Shemim Vokim, so it could, and it's a little more, so it's not possible to rise. Why? Because Alibet Shittas HaTeisves, so the weight of the Chesime consists in validating it as Ishtaray. So Raya depends how it purports on the face to be. So if on the face it purports to be Ishtaray, so the melee becomes an integral part of the get. If on its face it does not purport to be Ishtaraye, it does not become an integral part of the get. Masha'im kin alibet shittas aviv, that the weight of the chesime consists in validating it as ishtakinyan, so when is a child that it validates as ishtakinyan if the chesime are kshirim? But if the chesime are goyim, they're not kshirim, even though the goyim have shame and shame about it. So on the face, it is not known, it is not apparent that they are goyim. And on the surface, it appears that they are Jews. But Klavishmai is galia that they are goyim. So the mele, goyim, psuleides, cannot validate the shtar and shtar kinyan. So even though they have shame and shame about it, so it cannot become an integral part of the get. It cannot. Raye depends upon the way it purports on its face to be. But as far as the kinyan is concerned, so when can it become an integral part of the get if objectively, if Klapishmai is galye, then the Dechsime are kshere. But if Klapishmai is galye, then the Dechsime are going, even though it changes and it's walking. So on the face, it purports that to say that the Dechsime are Jews. But since objectively the Agoyim, the Absuleides, and Goyim cannot validate the Shtar as Ishtakiye, so the Mele, it doesn't even become incorporated into the text of the Get. It doesn't become an integral part of the Get. So the Mele, the fact that it's Shalom Lishmo doesn't matter. So you see, the Rashba, you'll see, I mean, now let me go over just briefly the whole Lashon, so you see how exact the Rashba is. Kosher. Du shaykh un mir zeyn tikh un shaykh mit zoydes ki git in oshim shaykhs mit vein och ki dis ale kam un so ik vol vay kayma tante la maxim ale kligi se bis ale av kan shel tshe mo shel vas pul lishmo va fein in tsrikh un lishmo mal bzuike ki bin yaxim ale kas vi tir zu bitays ves dakh un tol nach un lishmo khashinon du mo khos vali yo khol va kakh kos vol bzage vo dis tays ves dis loshim tays ves does not appear nowadays. Because din kina bishor shtores so ichsim li shmo lo tzi dakh shosh zu vi ni shalo yamin yam bikushi vi ni rad mi shmo ha kol mi zuye vi tay khay mi shim dum dide now he is conceiving, he is mentioning this lomdes that it becomes an integral part of the get ali mi shira zateis ves so ali mi shira zateis ves is not so easy to apply this lomdes but he still applies this lomdes ali mi shira zateis ves. So he says, "V'nirat mishmo hakolim mizuyim teichem mishmo duvideksi v'mishmo boye uchsimoso shalayim michlotzi v'sageti dibomim sheikanei v'misire v'ketzem mischayim v'keizmo v'kosher af l'rablezer." They mean, why? Because they yachsime validate the get as ishtarai. They mean, "V'ram rinon kim mishmiskayim v'cheizmo avlam mizuyim u'bivadai kini nimsalo v'vnishnayim v'chedin as l'shmo u'vitolush v'shotikunim aget v'shotikunim aget v'chim v'yachsime masu v'get kosher." He means not get kosher in the sense of shtakiyen, but of shtarayim, bivadai mechol tzim esagetein. Vihilkach, kim dichsim alei, ilo ichsim alei shmo, mizu yevitei chikolei. Vitei naloch, do get shachis pofnochim, kosher rab shimen. Vamdino yorad rab shimu shitos ish rab lezer, doma rin misir ekarase, vakshinu vama rabbe midi rab lezer, vama rabbe midi rab lezer, mizu yevitei chay, shu posu, upakim noch, maizkinim shim esmivokim. Kilei madrosu nismach alaye, alme kol shin simchim aleyem, vei machshir na get al chsimoson, lo yichashim lechas mu ishmo eloi, di lab mechol ishal getei. It's not an integral part of the get, in view of the fact that on its face it purports to have a dechsime goyim and not to be ishtaraye. Oh, so far Ali ibn Shita stasis. So Ali, one second. So Ali ibn Shita stasis, he really had a hard time in applying this longness, but he still applied this longness. Now he says, "Odivrei Arav Alfa Sezal shekozav Reb Lezer a dechsime name kase efshalim adine koshek lav." You see, Visa in connection with the Shitas HaTeisves, he didn't say any kosher klal. V'nira, but because there it was a little difficult to apply that longness alim the Shitas HaTeisves. But alime the Shitas Aviv, that the Dachsime have such significance that they can make the shtar into shtakinyan. So then it's much easier to apply this longness. In the kosher klal, the chim shepom im karsa lishmo, the chim shepom im karsa lishmo boye, the chiksim lishmo akosav boye, ubein aksim esaget biatzmei bein aksim esaidi. So in other words, according to the Ripshite, so it has the same weight as the ksim esaget itself. Because sometimes if you don't have any misire, so it is through the chim that it becomes ishtaki. Yes, what is it?
Isn't it also a shtar raya? So if it's a
shtar raya, not necessarily. It can be ishtakinyan, it can be, will not be ishtar raya.
How
can it be? Suppose it's if the ksav is sheyochel yizdayim. If it is the kind of parchment not cultivated, not processed parchment, so it's possible to make it zil. So then, as ishtakiyan, it is valid. But as ishtaraya, it's not valid. Because how do you know? Maybe something else was written, and then he erased it, and then he wrote in something else. So still, so if it's iksav sheyochel yizdayim, so it cannot serve as ishtaraya unless they the misire, unless Eidim come and say that they witnessed the writing of the get, and they saw what was written, and then loizoso yodom mitech haget until the get was nimsa from the Baal to the Isho, and no falsification took place. But otherwise, it cannot serve as ishtaraya, but as ishtakinyan, it can serve. One has nothing to do with the other. The chipsim lishma because of koi. Ubinaksi vesaget baatzme, ubinaksi veseidi. Elosh yesh li dagdeik. Now is the kasha. Im kira pshim shiyad vishitos yisrael blezer. Hechemach shechismei nochim. Afilu b'shemis mevokim. Di mikol mokim psi veseidim boi lishma vleke. But before he said, I'll leave it, the shiyad ateisves, that if he shemis mevokim, so then he doesn't become an integral part of the get. Why does he ask that kasha? I'll leave it. If the answer is, before he said it, I'll leave it ateisves. So I'll leave it ateisves, the weight. The significance of the Chassidus Seidim consists in validating the Shtaraya. So Meile, he very reasonably said that it's not shayach to say that it becomes an integral part of the get by virtue of the Chassidus validating the Shtaraya, if on its face it purports not to be Shtaraya. Masheinki, now that he discusses it, Alibi, that he mentioned the Lomdes, Alibi the Shita Saviv, and Alibi the Shita Saviv, so that the Chassidus validated the Shtaraya. So, Mele, the fact that on its face it purports to have a Chassidus Goyim should not be of importance. So then he says, V'yeish Leima, the Chassidus Nochri and the Chassidus Klal, Uchemam de Malye B'diute Domi. Because since the Chassidus becomes an integral part of the get by virtue of the fact that it can validate the get in Tishtakiyen, so only Chassidus Seidim Kshelim becomes an integral part of the get. Because Chassidus Seidim Kshelim can validate it in Tishtakiyen, but Chassidus Seidim Psulim, so it's just like filling it up with ink. That's all. Aber וכמאן דמאל יבדיות דומה ויל כך למיסל דסמוסם אבל כסים לסגת על כל כך מבסלה האחויס דובינו נשמו ורעב נשמוי ויאם רדיחה שמינו לי כי מנדלה זה כל שם לקגת Oh, so in other words, so he mentions that pshat that Mizuyof Miteche is the same pshat, namely that Mizuyof Miteche is post Midrashi, but he mentions that pshat al libetes v'shite that the Chassidus without any Nisira do not make the Shtar in the Shtakiyen, and only the Shtarayim, the mentions that Pshat, Alibi the Shiras Aviv, that the Chassidus without any Nisira validate the Shtar in the Shtakiyen. But then he rejects it, he rejects the Pshat, Bein Alibi Shitas HaTeisves, and Dibim Alibi the Shitas Aviv. אלו דיקושו לי, דיבד אי משמע דל רב לזה אלו בו יחסים אלי שמו כלל, דיבחוס אף דיקחו או יחסים אלי בדי, או יחסים אלי בד, או יחסים אלי חסימה, ויחסים אלי בדי, לא אם בו יחסים אלי שמו כרמיה, ויחסים אלי חסים אלי בו יחסים אלי אילום, ולשמו, ויחסים אלי חסים אלי בו יחסים אלי אילום, ולשמו כרב יהודה דיס לאוכל, וילקי דחסימה ולשמו ליפסו, וחיד דרב לזה מחשב לא ידחסימה, Alme v'kosav k'sime lishmo mamesh goma im kein l'reb lezer dvar teiro afilu ikei d'chsime lo yich paslo I lishmo chosmo o shaloi lishmo chosmo elo mishum diose le mismach alayi b'yine lu lishmo v'hayne di amre k'di robe d'om arobe mei d'reb lezer b'mzuyev m'teichei k'leima mishum zeire v'lo mishum dim So he rejects that pshat. And he says that Mizuyif Teche is only possible with Rabbanon. But why is it possible with Rabbanon? Why is it possible with Rabbanon? It's possible with Rabbanon. This for the same reason as the other Mizuyif Teche. You see, that's the machlege between the Rashi and Teisves. According to Teisves, Daf Dalet Amud Alef, Dibra Masl, made the Rebbe Lezer Mizuyif Teche. So it's two separate Mizuyif Teche. The Mizuyef Miteche of Ahim Atante, the Avich Simulei Tredise, is possible with Rabbonon because of Echshoshet Yom Yosel Mismach Alay. But the Mizuyef Miteche, where the Echsim are Cherim, but it shall only show is not possible with Shum Dil Mosel Mismach Alay, because there is nothing wrong in being Seymach Alay. So it's possible because of its special Gzeire of Ikelim Migzah Chsimotoksive. Chsimotoksive. That's Teisa Shite. But the Rashba Shite is that it's the same Psul de Rabbonon of Mizuyef Miteiche, being in the case of Ahim Atante Davech Simolo Yitreikise, and being in the case of Ariget, that the Chsime Akshelim, but Zayn Shalei Lishmo, because of Dil Mosel Mismach Alayim. But his discussion is, but there is nothing wrong in being same mechanet because it's a good shtaraya. So the Rashba Shita is no, it's not even effective as a shtaraya. If it's a lishma, that's the Rashba Shita. Now let's see how the Ritva explains the whole shatnu itayi of the Gemara. Because there is a lot of Hesedes in that video. Now let's turn to the video. Now look at the truth is that you have to have a Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva and Gittin with you all the time. If you have it at the end of the Gemara, all right. So it makes it easier for you. But if you don't have it at the end of the Gemara, you should have the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. Rebbe Lezer, so the Ritva mentions here three different choices. And even though the Ritva mentions it in connection with the Shakuritai of the Gemara, but there are many fundamental aloches mentioned in this discussion of the Shakla Vitali of the Gemara. Here Rebbe Lezer, Aksive Boi Yachsime Leboi, Ditnam, Rebbe Lezer Machshav Ikulon Chutz Migdinoshi, Vitayme, Mishum, Now, all the three pshotim in the Ritvo are based upon the Shite of the Riv, that even according to Rebbe Lezer, that Eidich Misire can't say, but Eidich Sime without Eidich Misire is also. All the three pshotim, I mean, take for granted this premise of the Riv, that even according to Rabbi Lezer, that in Misire Kase, but in Yachsime without in Misire, also makes the Shtar into a valid Shtar. So he explains. Do I poly cadre meyer and be the missire name carse? I will make the wood in the simme carse, the shitty sorry. Uch in the lima come on. Ikele meyma, that will hoche, cause I'll die to the maxche. Kai gavne, the get out the shliach, keep me shooting the missire, will be sad of la voche, doma, the bifne base. In other words, the Ritva was bothered by, was disturbed by a certain kash. Why does the Makshin say, Now, he takes it for granted that the Rif is right. That even according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Chassime can also make the Shtar into Shtar Kiyan. And if you don't have Eidim Misira, so in such a case, so he takes it for granted, the Ritva. He takes it for granted, I mean, the Ritva. I mean, there is, the Gro is Chelik, but we see most Rishenim, I mean, agree with this Shita of the Ritva. That in the case of a get, where there are no Eidim Misira, but the get becomes a valid Shtar Kinyan through Eid Chsime. And suppose the get was, the Chsime was written Lishmo, and the Chsime was not written Lishmo. If there is Eid Misire, so then the get is certainly Kosher Midraisa. Only Mizuyah Pentecha. Mizuyah Pentecha is Pesul Drabama. But suppose there are no Eid Misire. But according to the Rif Shite, so the get can become a valid Shtar Kinyan through Eid Chsime. The question arises, suppose that the Chsime was Shayin Chalon Mishmo, is under such circumstances, is the get Kosher Midraisa and only Pesul Drabanan, or it's Pesul Midraisa. So the Mechaber paskens in Shulchan Aruch, and it's mashma from the Loshon Rambam, that in such a case, in such a situation, the get is Pesul Midraisa. Where do we say that according to Rabbi Lezer? So if the Chsime is Shalom Nishmo, and the Chsime is Nishmo, it's only Pesul Drabanan, only when the Chsime is not needed to make it into Shtar Kinyan, when you have a Misire. But in the case where you don't have a Misire, and then the Chsime makes the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan, so when can the Chsime make the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan? Only when the Chsime is Lishmo. But if the Chsime is Shalom Nishmo, and in the Misire they aren't, so then it's Pesul Midraisa. That's the psak, that's the Shitas Rambam, that's the psak of the Mechaber, Simen Kuflamet Gimel, and this is the Shita of the Ritva. In all the three Lashayis is the Shita of the Ritva. The Gro Yisrael, I don't know of any Rishi who agrees with the Shita of the Gro. I mean, the goy is chayav. But so the ritual assumes, as it over poshut, that if the anoy the misirei and the get becomes a valid shtar shtakinyan through the dechsime, then it can become a valid shtakinyan through the dechsime only if the dechsime is nishmo. But if the dechsime is shaloi nishmo, then it's possible to rise. So the mele he has a kasha against the gemara. Why does the gemara ask? He rebleza ksive boye ksime loy boye. But since there are certain situations where the get becomes a shtakinyan through the dechsime, and then the dechsime has to be nishmo with rise. So maybe that's the reason as to why the Chachomim were misaking that the Shliach should say before I nechta avu before I nechta. Because the Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. So you ask according to Reb Lezer, why does he have to verify that the Chsime was Lishmo? Who cares about the Chsime? So the answer is, so why does the Gemara say we do care about the Chsime? Because sometimes the Anu is the Misire. So then the get has to become a valid Shtakiyen through the Chsime. And if the Chsime is only Lishmo, it cannot become a Shtakiyen. So that's why we have to make sure that the Chsime was Lishmo. That's the Kashi that the ritual raises against the Gemara. So the Teretz is that in this case where the Shliach delivers the get, so then the halacha is that he must deliver it either in the presence of two or in the presence of three. Actually, it requires bezin, because kiyum kabbalseides and kiyum shtores requires bezin. So memele the Shliach through his testimony of before I left, in effect is nikayim the shtar. So that requires gimel, like all kiyum shtores, and because of kabbalseides. Even though the Shliach is Nemon, but it still has a Chalishem of Eides, the Nemones of the Shliach. So Mele, it requires Shleisho. So one Adoma says that he has to hand it over to the Isho. The Shliach has to deliver the get to the Isho in the presence of three in order to have a Bezin. And another Adoma says he only has to hand it over to the Isho in the presence of two. Not that he doesn't require Bezin. He also requires Bezin. But he holds the Shliach Nasedai. So in other words, in the presence of two, and the Shliach is three. So together we have a bet. So in this case, where the Shliach delivers a get, he certainly has to deliver the get to the Isho, at least in the presence of two. So the Avid Misire, these two Avid Misire. So Mimele, in the case of a Shliach delivering a get, why did the Chachomim require him to say before a Nechtam or before a Nechtam? According to Rabbi, since he has to deliver it at least in the presence of two or three, so it will have a misire. Now, if it has a misire, so mele, it does not need a dechsime in order to make it into a shtakiyen. So in such a case, the lishmo is not required with raise. So why did the Chachom misakein that he should say before the nechta? That's the Gemara's question. Oh. Now again, here Rabbi Lezer ksive boi yechsime, li boi yitna Rabbi Lezer machshu bekon chutmi yinosh, vitai mishu musom Rabbi Lezer deidi misire karase, li yechsime, viava gav Rabbi Lezer yechsime name karase, li po li kata Rabbi Meir, li misire name karase, avu mei yu yechsime karase, uchidi minu mei makamon, ikele mei ma, dafu lohoche, that's the kasha. So he said, now he gives the teretz. Dafu lohoche, kus al taito de makshe, kahai davne, di get al nishliach, ki mishu bei misire, vu lisakim la avoche, do abad bifne peiso gimu, vi istu lese, di bozel li bo yechsime lishmo, alo bi get anase ben yechsime, vu lo yidi misire. So that's the kasha. So the hikshu is probably a mistake. There are many mistakes here, I don't have here that goes. The hikshu was it. Di bozel li bo yechsime lishmo, alo bi get anase ben yechsime, vu lo yidi misire. וחימק שאוכה, עיר הבלזר, כסימה בו יחסימה לא עם בויה, וגד כהי מקשינום, שהוא על לשליח, אבל בעלמה, אפילו רבלזר מידע, דיבינו חסימה לשמוע. So that was the kasha of the Gemara. Now he's explaining the teretz of the Gemara. ולפי פירוש זה, כי מתארצים לילום רבלזרי, וחילו בו ירבלזר חסימה לשמוע, היכד לקהידים, אבל היכד יקהידים, בוי, עד עליהם, דהיני כסל כסל כדאי תור דמקשי, די חול היחד עם יגרש בין המסירה, דוי בו יחסים על לשמוע, אף על פי שאין מחסום בגד, די ועד היחד אין מחסום בגד, בוי, משום דרב לזה, משום דרב אבי, די מיד רב לזה מוזיא מתי חשו פוסלו, ויתאי ממשום דוסלו מסמך על זה, כי מגרש בין יחסים אל האח של יחסים אשר לא לשמוע, ויאמר, דאפילו רב לזה, כי מגרש בלחסימה, ולא יודעים מסירה, דיבינו נלחסים לא לשמור. ואפשר למקשל יודה לאלוהו דרבדה, וינם יש לי מהדור את אמן. Alright, ויאפשר למקשל יודה לאלוהו דרבדה, וינם את עצנה בלושה. So he says, what's the terrace of the Gemara? So the terrace of the Gemara now becomes very simple. Once we assume like the Shita Sarim, so then the Meide Rav Leza B'mzuyah B'teyecha is very simple. It's self-evident. Because in the case where the Anno in the Mesire, then the Chsime has to be Lishmo. And if the Chsime will not be Lishmo and in the Mesire the Am, so then it will be possible to rise. So when don't we need? When don't we need Chsino Lishmo? If they are in the Mesire. Now, but the Kasha of the Gemara was, but in this case, when the Shliach delivers a get, and he sends me for the Nechtav, he has to say it in the presence of two Cholapoches, two or three. So mainly there is in the Mesire anyway. So there should be no need for Chsino Lishmo. So the Gemara's Teretz is in view of the fact that in the case where there are no in the Mesire, so then the Chsime must be Lishmo. And if there are no way to be sire, and the chsime is not lishmo, then they get his bottle with rice. So mainly because of that, the chachomim are misaking, that if they are, even where they are in the misire, like in this case, where the shliya delivers the get, so where they are in the misire, that the chsime has to be, that if the chsime is shaloi lishmo, it should be possible with rabbanon. Because if we are going to allow a get with the chsime shaloi lishmo in this case, where the shliya delivers it, in the presence of two, so then people say in another case where the Anu in the Misire and just in the Chsime, that it's also good even though the Chsime shall be Shmo, and in that case it would be possible with Raise. So because of Xeira Dil Mosal Mismechalaye in the case where the Anu in the Misire, in another case, so the Mele, because of that, the Chachomim puzzled. A get that has the chsime shaloi lishmo, even if we know that they are in the Misir. So that seems to be a very simple teretz, because it will be a tremendous mikshel if the chachomim will say that in any case where they are in the Misir, even though the chsime shaloi lishmo, so they get this kosher gamble, because then there will be a mikshel, so many people will equate another case where they are not in the Misir with the case where they are in the Misir, because they observed that the get that was signed Shalom Lishmo and was Nimsa before the Misire, and it was declared by business kosher, so they'll say in any case of a delivery of a get, even without any Misire, so the get is kosher even though there's a Shalom Lishmo. So how is it that the Makshin has that kasher? I mean, didn't he understand the Makshin that since in certain situations a get that has the Chsime Shalom Lishmo is possible with Raise, so mainly we should puzzle it. Even if we know that in this particular situation they are in the Misire, so why did he ask? So he says the Makshin didn't even know of Rav Abba's din of Mizuyat Mitech. He didn't know of Rav Abba's din in Sanhedrin of Mizuyat Mitech. Because had he known, so he certainly would have applied Rav Abba's din. That's the first lotion in the reading. Now, then the second lotion says, V'inam yesh le'ima, dehochekoma, a second pshat in the Shakur Italia of the Gemara. V'inam yesh le'ima, dehochekoma, yirab leza, ksile boye, chsime le boye, dechum dechot leza, yirab 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 leza, שהוא מעקיק, אבל לא יחסימה, ואפילו הוא מגרש בלחסימה, כי אם דרך שלא יגרש בלחסימה, לא יקפיד אותי רול מדובר דמעקיק, דהי נקסיבה. Now, the second motion of the mitvo, so the Makshin agreed with the lomdes of the Gror. There is a machlekes, I live the MS between the Mechaber and the Gror. The Mechaber's din is muchach from the Rambam. There is no doubt that this is the Rambam Shin. But the Gor is Chaylik. Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. I said before Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, it was a mistake. Alright. Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Sivov, afilu nichtav lishmei. Im lo yichosmu o eidim lishmei. Im nosnu lo bolo eidim isirei eine get. Eine get. So he says, "Afilu nichtav lishmoi." Im loy chos moedim lishmoy, im nos nulo, biloy edim isira eini get. If the amo edim isira. And the arid echsime, the ksime is lishmo, but the ksime is shalom lishmo, so it's no get with the rice. Vim nos nulo edim isira, arid a posse. And that's mucha from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perigim on the Chetkir Shna Aloch Eches Seifer shekosaf haget lishmei velishmo kilchosei vichosmo eidim shalom lishmo hoiru moschulo beidim harei ze get. So in other words, if elo shu posl viloma in the bottle lifi sheino eidim chesmin ala get elo mitnitik neid. So mit Rabbon in the posl mizuyef mtech viyesh vishemeya. So then the Rambam mentions ishite that Mizuyah from Teicha is possible with Raise. But it's not the same Shite as the Shite, the first Loshen in the Rosh, in the Rajba. Because the Rajba's Lomdes applies only to a case where the Chsime was Shalom Nishmo. So since the Chsime is significant in validating the Shtar as a Shtar Kiyan without a Mesire, so mainly when you have a Chsime, it becomes an integral part of the Get, and this is a Get, and if it's Shalom Nishmo, so it is just as if the text of the Get had been Shalom Nishmo. So that's only Shayach, that only applies, the Rashba's Lomdes applies only to a case where the Eidim signed the Shalom Nishmo, but it doesn't apply to a case where the Eidim are in Psulim. On the contrary, the Rashba says that if the Eidim are Eidim Psulim, even though it's Shalom Nishmo in addition, so then it's not possible that I say, because then it doesn't become an integral part of the Get. But the Rambam mentions in Shittas Agenim that Mizuyah Pentechi is possible not only in the case where the Chsime was Shalom Lishmo, but even in the case where the Chsime was Lishmo, but the Eid Chsime absolutely, and it has Eidim Isireh, so then it's possible that I say. Or even in the case where the Chsime are not absolutely, and it was Lishmo, but there is only an Idecho, not to Eidim. So there is a shittas againin that mizui, that kind of mizui teich is possible to rise. So the Rambam says, "V'yesh mishayimaya shimchos moedim shalom lishmo hoyu vuhu kimzui ef mitiich ha'arizei get botl v'chayinim hoyu ha'echon meid of posl oi shohoyu be'yachid echon bilvat kosher." That the Rashba doesn't say. The Rashba only mentions the lotion that is possible to rise if it's shalom lishmo, not if they eat him absolim. He says, "V'feirash if they eat him absolim." So even if they, in addition they sign the shalom lishmo, it's not possible to rise. But that's another shittas. So the Rambam emphasizes, why is it only possible that Rabbanan not midraise? Hoyl v'nim sabi demisire ksherim. The implication being that if there won't be any misire ksherim, and so then we'll have to rely on the Chsime. If the Chsime is Shalom Lishmo, then it'll be part of the Midrash. So that's the Psak of the Mechaber. So he says, "Afilu nichtav lishmei im lichos moedim lishmei im nosnu lo beleidim misire eini get is part of the Midrash. V'im nosnu lo beleidim misire ari ze pos." So the Gro is chelik. The app im eine die misire in zeuch lishmo mit reise kim di kosaf li koy achsim klau u chsim es aget eine yalo mit din stores so is khalik and the groshite I didn't find a single rishon who says it all with ms the ritvo in the second motion says it in the maksh but the tarzan says the reverse but that's the groshit he is khalik an old rishon. So the groshite is that if the Anoidim, even though the Anoidim is here, and the Get becomes Ishtakinyan through Eid Chsime, as long as the Chsime is Nishmo, even though the Chsime is Shaloi Nishmo, the Get is Kosher Midraise. But you'll say, here the Anoidim is here, so it becomes a valid Ishtakinyan through Eid Chsime. So how can it become a valid Ishtakinyan through Eid Chsime if the Eid Chsime is Shaloi Nishmo? So the Gros says a very simple Teretz. He says, this halacha that becomes a shtar kinyan through the yechsime, that's not a gerushin dika halacha, it's not a get dika halacha, It's in general halacha of shtores, all shtores, so it becomes ishtakinyan, fudei dechsime, ivdanoi de misirei. So it applies to get just as it applies to shtamatone. But the lishmo is not it. The requirement of lishmo in a get is peculiar to get. It's not a general principle in all shtores. There is no such halacha that in order to become a valid shtakinyan of ishtamatone, it has to be sign lishmo. There is no such halacha. So Mimele, he even in the Amo in the Misire, and the get becomes a Shtakiyen, Fude Dechsime, so even if it's a Loi Mishmo, it becomes a Veli Shtakiyen, just as Ishtamatone becomes a Veli Shtakiyen, Fude Dechsime, even though Dechsime is a Loi Mishmo. But by get, we have a special requirement of Lishmo. But that, where is that special requirement of Lishmo mentioned? In the Posik, in the word of Vikosa, Vinosan Lo. So according to Reb Lezer, the Misire Kal say, so the Kosav obviously has reference to the Chsime. It does not have reference to the Chsime. So even in a case where the get becomes a Belishtakinyan to the Chsime, but since it's a Misire Kal say, so then the Kosav is Mechavin, has reference to the Chsime. So it does not have reference to the Chsime. So even if it becomes a Belishtakinyan to the Chsime, but the Kosav does not refer to the Chsime. It only refers to the Ksime, so mainly the get is a get question. That's the Shiva Zakon. Now, the second lotion. The second lotion the Ritvo. So the Makshin, who has the Kasha, Irabelezer, Ksive Boye, Ksime Loi Boye, so he assumed like the Gom. And the Talzin assumed like the Mechab. So he says like this. Viname Yishlema Dore Goma. And the get becomes invalid starting and for the Chsime. When the Chsime is Shalom Lishmo, but it doesn't matter with the Raise, as long as the Chsime is Lishmo. Because this aloha that the get becomes a Shtakinyan, Shtakinyan for the Chsime, even without the Chsime, that's a general aloha. This is true of get in the same way as it's true of Shtamatone. And in Shtamatone, there is no aloha that the Chsime has to be Lishmo. So why should there be such aloha in get, that in order that the get should become ishtaki and obdereshin, that the chsime has to be lishmo. Because it's based upon the general aloha, it makes it into ishtaki and for the general principle, on the base of the general principle. So it shouldn't be different than in any other shtar. So just as in the shtar matone, the chsime may validate the shtar as ishtar matone, the ishtaki and of matone, without lishmo, so in gereshin, the chsime too can validate the get as ishtakiyan of gereshin without lishmo. But why is there a requirement of lishmo? Because the Torah says mikosav. But according to Reb Lezer, the mikosav has reference to ksive. So in all situations, it has reference only to ksive, not to ksive. So mele the Gemara kasha the machnes in Reb Lezer ksive boye ksive leboye, and you cannot say that because in certain situations the lishmo is required midraise. So mele the chachomim are misakein that he should verify that the chsime is lishmo, because sometimes lishmo is needed with raise, because in no situation is the lishmo needed with raise in the chsime. So why should the chacham be misakei? So then the Gemara says, if the Talzin said to the Makshin, it's not as you Makshin assumed like the Shita Sakor. No, the truth is like the Shita Smechaber. In other words, that even according to Reb Lezer, that in the Misirekar say, that the Misirekar say, but if the shtar has to become ishtakiyan through eder chsime, then it can only become ishtakiyan of gereshin through eder chsime if it's lishmo. If it's not lishmo, not. So mele, even in the case where the shliach delivers it in the presence of two, so the chachomim require that it should be lishmo because of exeira dil mosel mismachalai. Now, wie name ich nimmer hat man ihr aber sagt sie boy ich sie boy ich der aber sagt mir kasse wir ich sie boy der schon gar nicht sie reden mit sie sie wie was aber mal kolo mal ich sie gut schon mag ich aber ich sie war viel mir gar nicht ich sie ging der schon gar ich sie der ich bitte ich wollte aber mag ich da nicht sie und wie sagt man kann ja der aber ja da lei die lauf ich schon sagt da ich da die link wieder war ich war mal kennes aber ich sie da nur ich der esse aber ich diese und gar nicht ich sie die bin ich sie nicht mal schat Kipido, aber Ksive shebiget, Kipido shein ishmo, kim dey de Ksive tzriche, do migarish bu, vichin dechein, af negin garish hoi vimisire, bihino shi dechsimo lishmo, mit rababe, mishin do se lispech alayim, kishin garish bu dechsimo, vise noch. Virabinu kosab, then there is a third. Then there is a third shite that the Gittel mentions, that is the opposite pole of the Shibzakot. The second version, so the Makshin assumed like the Gro, but the Talat said like the Mechaba, which is the Shita of all the Shenim, the Rambam, and the Rajbo, I mean, all the Shenim. The Rajbo goes even one step further. Not only that the Idechsime, if it's a way to Shmo, cannot validate the Get as Ishtakien, they cannot even validate the Get as Ishtakaye, if it's a way to Shmo. So goes one step further. So now, Rabbeinu Kosav, Shinvi Alevi, Ben Ochev Shel Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of the Ritva was the Rav, Rabbi Nahum HaLevi. And Rabbi Nahum HaLevi had the brother Rabbi Pinchas HaLevi. And this is Rabbi Yitzchok HaLevi, the nephew of the Rebbe of the Rav. Ben Ochev Shel Rabbeinu, the Ochev HaMakshi. Here Rabbi Lezer, Ksive Boy, Kileima, Kishem Yidale Yishbeli Mesirem. So then, according to the Gemara says, here Rabbi Lezer, Ksive Boy, when he's migarish bin misire och she migarish bin yachsime pshit alei dechsime boye ksive loy boye mit rab meya te leke tani de boye trei ksive och sime u mishmoch alei itkir alo chode ksive boye yachsime loy boye u mishmid och pshit alei so in other words according to the real leiv is pshat so we have a big chidesh this is John at the opposite pole of the Gro. The Gro shite is that according to Rabbi Zal says in the Misire Karase, so then Midraise Chsime Lishmo is never required. Never. Even though there are no in the Misire and the Get becomes a very shtakien through the Chsime, so still Chsime Lishmo is not required. Because if in the Misire Karase, so then we have to say that when the Torah said because of law, the Torah had reference to the Chsime. Not to the Chsime. So even in the case where it becomes a Balish Dakiyon for the Chsime, it's still not required Lishmo. That's the Shita of the Gro. He says, the Ri Alevi says, just the reverse. He says that according to Rabbi Lezer, that in Misire Karse, so Midraise, not talking about the Rabbanos, but on a Midraise level, so then, if the Get has no in the Chsime, and the Get has just a Misire, so then which Lishmo is required with the Raise Ksive Lishmo? Ksive not. But suppose the Get has no Eid Misire, it has a Ksime, so then Ksive Lishmo is required with the Raise, in view of the fact that it becomes Ishtakien through the Ksime. But in such a case, with the Raise, the Get would be kosher. I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer, even if the Ksive is Shalom Lishmo. So then, I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer, it would be Midraise, just as I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. What's the Aloha I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir? Since he says Eidach Simikarase, so even Motzi Bashpo is kosher. He's Motzi Bashpo is kosher. So, according to Rabbi Lezer too, if the Get becomes a Shtar Kinyan through the Eidach Sime, and the Ksime is Lishmo, even though the Ksime is Shalom Lishmo, Midraise is kosher. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Here, Rabbi Lezer, man, atani di boye, ksive lishmo, ksime lishmo. Here, Rabbi Lezer, ksive boye, ksime loy boye. Here, Rabbi Lezer. And it's a case where the shtar becomes the shtar kinyan. For the misire, so ksive boye, ksime loy boye. And here, Rabbi Meir, so ksime boye, ksime loy boye. And the same thing, I'll leave with Rabbi Lezer. If it is a case where the shtar becomes a shtar kinyan for the ksime, so chsime boye, chsime le boye. So why does the shliach have to establish? Why does the shliach have to establish that both the chsime and the chsime boye lishmo? In no situation is it necessary with the raise that both should be lishmo. In one situation, the ksive must be lishmo. In what situation does the ksive have to be lishmo with raise? If the get becomes ishtakinyan for the misire, so then the ksive has to be lishmo. And in another situation, where the get becomes ishtakinyan for the ksive, so then the ksive has to be lishmo with raise. But in that situation, the ksive does not have to be with raise. So why does the Tana say that he has to verify and establish that both the ksive and the ksive lishmo? That's the question. So the Teret is because of Rababi. The Omar, the Midr, the Muslim, the Apostle, the Israel, the Meimah, the Kolecha, the Kersine, the Boyishmo, the Bulgari, the Mistire, the Spinigari, the Kersine, the Boyishmo, the Royal Muslim. So, in other words, so according to the real living, Midr, and the Reiser level, the Blessed requires Ksimelishmo if the gate becomes the Stakinian for the Mistire. So then the Ksim. Even though the get, the ksive was already lishmo, the get was found after, so it will still be put on the right. So that's the more kashe, why does the Shia have to establish the both were lishmo? So the more say, because of what was the so the mele, so the more say, whatever the makshi says, I mean, the question is, by the talismans, that we are on the so, the get is possible in two situations. In one situation, where the get becomes the Shtakinyan for the Yachzine, and the Yachzine is Lishmo, the Shtakinyan is Lishmo, the Yachzine is Kosher, but the Rabban is possible. In another situation, it's possible where the get may be Lishmo. Like in this case, where the Shtakinyan agrees that the presence of two is in the three. So, and the Shtakinyan is Lishmo, and the Yachzine is Kosher, and the Yachzine is Lishmo. Now, the goal is highlighted for the series a single series vision. The viewpoint, the second motion, as we use that longer. But the Talisman says no. It's a set like the Mechaber. But this is the question. Then the goal has another thing. The Rambam and the Shkono, they all pass through that he gets that was written, lishmo, and these are the same in here, and it has a yachzimah, and the yachzimah is shalom lishmo, so it's possible to Rambam. Because the Jewish people say it's possible to Rambam. Then it's again that the Rambam mentioned that it was in the Reichen, that there is the Russian in the Rashbo, that when it's written shalom lishmo, so it's possible. So it was in the Raise, but the Pesach and Mechaber and the Ramoy is that where the Ari is here and the Ksiva was Lishmo and when the Ksiva Shalom Lishmo, it's only was in the Raise. The Gro Pasti, that in such a case is Kosher Gam. If he get used up his name is here and if the Ksiva Saget was Lishmo, and the Chesime was Shalom Lishmo, so it's not even possible to Rabbanon. But isn't it more than Koresh is that it's possible to Rabbanon? So the Gro says that in view of the fact that Rabashi said, "Ho manner of Yudah he is now the Yudah face, Rashi, what it must be told, why should Rabashi apply to the more Ali the Rabbude when he is not like Rabbude? Who passes like a beauty? Everybody passes, the Gemara passes like a blessing. So why should Rabashi apply the Gemara? Why? Obviously, Rabashi did not agree with the previous tenets of the Gemara, Eloheilom Rablezari. Because if he had agreed, he wouldn't apply the Mishnah with the Rabashi. I'll a beauty when the Aloha is like a blessing. So, because Rabashi disagrees with the first Tereth of the Gemara, that later Rabbi Zabin Zeh and Zeh Hashir Post, and he mentions that this is the sheet of Thesis, because Thesis is the Kasha, how does the Gemara apply Rabbi Zabin Zeh and Zeh Hashir to the case, where the Yechina Aksherim, and the Shalom Mishmo,
Wie in the case where the sin absolute thinking like the more of Ayla Tante, that the most thing he said, so then it is possible to have because of the social you also need for a lie. But here there is no social you must need for a lie, because even if this you will be saying it will be given, because there is Shtarayah, it's a girl Shtarayah. So because of that interest was forced to be returned. Bidere Hadech, because Bidere Hadech, we ain't slain up in Kongokin, killing his Achimod Tine. So it's not the same Mizir Kitechei, like the Gemorim in Sanhedrin of Ayim Atandu Atsinei Prezitim. There it's possible to happen because of the Choshet Yomosel Israelai. Here it's possible because of the Zera of Chsimo Tekside. But the Gemorim was forced in order to explain the Mishma. Man, I time the boy is Chsimo Lishmo or Chsimo. So the Gemorim was forced. But Rabashi says, no! There is no Psul of Mizir Kitechei in this case. We are not giving the Chsimo Tekside. So in the name, I'll leave the Rebbele there. We don't worry about the Chsine. Even if there is the Chsine, the Chsine shall only shmur to get his kosher legamre. I'll leave the Rebbele there. But the Mishnah that requires, before the Nechtam and before the Nechtam, so this goes to the Rebbele. But I'll leave the Rebbele there. He doesn't have to say this. I'll leave the Rebbele before I Nechtam. He doesn't have to say it before I left them. I'll leave the rabbi. And then the Gemara says something else. Because the Gemara was forced to give the Teretz Meir al-Rabbi in Zirat Teichel, only I'll leave the rabbi. Only I'll leave the rabbi. But I'll leave the rabbi, so it's because of any interesting economy. So then there is no kasha. So the Meir, we are not forced to come to this conclusion that Meir al-Rabbi in Zirat Teichel. So the Meir al-Rabbi, so the male Ali Yilcha said that we pass like Rove, so the male there is no hechrach from the Mishneh that made Rav Lezer in Zir Tidechei, so the Hecha Teise that Rav Lezer would be made that where the get was written Lishmo, and it was written in the Sire, but the Chsine was written Lishmo, that it was in Rabbon, so the male he passed that it's Kosho Yidamre, even in Rabbon it's got there. So the Pesach of the Kroon is power. Where the get was written Lishmo, and this I'm going to say, but it has a Yechzime, and the Yechzime is Yishalo Yishmo, then it's Kosher Gam. I'll leave the Rode, and I'll leave the Rabash is there. So even I'll leave the Rabbe, it's Kosher Gam. It's Kosher Gam. And then where the get was written Yishmo, the Yechzime is a get was Yishmo. The Yechzime is a get was Yishmo. And the Yechzime, and it has no evidence. So if the king is not here, so the Yechzime, and the Yechzime is showing his more, so then the right is kosher. But in that case, the Rabbon is with the book. This is the Pesach of it. All right, that is all. Now, I don't want to go any further, because I'm afraid that when I finish this year late, so let's upset the whole second Seder. So I would appreciate it. I mean, if you wouldn't be married from Shulchanim so much, I mean, all right, Baruch HaShulchan is easy to be dead, but it doesn't mean that you have been indulgent every time. So it's all right if today you will not be Baruch HaShulchan, and you'll come and you'll be able to have the union in the proper time. Maybe 5 minutes later, but not that the union should start at 2 o'clock. And then, Sunday there is no Shia, but Tuesday there will be a Pchine, and the Pchine will be an old Gemara, an old material we covered up to now. More in Gushin and the difficulty in more in Gushin and what and the difficulty consists whatever. If we learn out from moment, so it has to be an hour of moment. And by moment there is no hour of Mikim Adoro. So how do we get the hour of Mikim Adoro by hour? So that is the whole thing. One teretz is given by the Rashbo in Gushi, and the other teretz is given by the Tzitzachation in Simon and Lake. And what the Tzitzachation says appears to me to be the sheet of the Ramban. Now the teretz of the Rashbo is the Tenoch Namen, by Momen itself, if there hadn't been the Sakosu for Tuesday, then I would say that only in Rimon require it in Madonna. And then I would say that if there wouldn't be any lady, Lekio Madoro, So then there wouldn't be any chiyuv. If not for the gzeras hakosuv of chiyuv. Now that we have the gzeras of chiyuv, so mumin does not require any kiman tovo. If somebody borrows money from another, even if there are no eidim, so he's still mechuyev. He only has to prove it. Besdin will not be able for him if Besdin doesn't know. But if Besdin will find out that his claim is true, so then Besdin will be able, even though it was not witnessed by him. But the Torah still says, so there is one category of moment that requires Eidim Kimadon, and that is Chavlachim. So Chavlachim. So in other words, if Reuven, let's say, if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and he had his son, and then he gave him a shtar. So he should be able to be given from the Chosim Shibodi. But if there is no Eidim, so then he will not be able to be given from the Chosim Shibodi. If there wouldn't be any reason. So because the Gzartakosov of Kiyuze does not apply to a case of Chavlachim. So that means vis-a-vis a third party, if there is no aiding, so it's not clear. So there is no shibut. If there is no aiding, so then there is no shibut of the Nechosim. There is no shibut of the Nechosim. Only if there is aiding. Now, so the melee, when we learn how Dover, Dover, Mimomen, so Dover Shebe'alvo, Kutushnu Gittin is not the real Chavlachine, but it's the Ein Chavlachine. It has a semblance of Chavlachine. It's not the real Chavlachine, because what is the real Chavlachine when you take away a certain schus, certain rights of a third party? Masha'in came by Dover Shebe'alvo, you don't take away anything. She becomes Osnach of Kula Alme, but Kula Alme has no schus to be able to get married to her, but it's gain Chavlachine. So the Mela seems it has a semblance of Chavlachine, so Dova Shebe'alvo is the use from moment that it's Mamish Chavlachine. So the Mela, just as moment that is Chavlachine require daily Kimadomo, so every Dova Shebe'alvo, which is not a real Chavlachine, but just Kein Chavlachine, it has just the semblance of Chavlachine, requires Eidim Kimadomo. So we may let the Rashbo. So we can explain the Peitzvot in accordance with the Shit of the Rashbo. Miu Yesh L'Chalek, because first Peitzvot says two Halachim. First of all, that Eidim Misira requires Eidim Alim the Rameya because of Eidim Shabbat for Mishnayim Kimadomo, and then he said that Halim the Rablezer, Eidim Shtamatone, if there are no Eidim Misira, just a yechsime is not valid. Then he says, no, the shtamatone that has a yechsime, no eidim misira is valid. Why? Because we a moment in honey God baldin kime eidim sage the yechsime mikome God baldin. Because moment does not require, according to the Rashba, so ordinary moment doesn't require eidim misira. Only in relation to a third party that to whose detriment it is, then it requires eidim misira. But any moment that is not related to a third party that to whose detriment it is, so then doesn't require Eidim Kimadomo. So since ordinarily moment does not require Eidim Kimadomo, so we only have the problem of Ashwi Eshtoi. So he says that as far as the Ashwi Eshtoi question is concerned, so in the second motion takes it says that even Reb Lezer that says it in the Kala say, but the Yechsime can also validate the Shtar and the Shtakinen. But by Get, even though the Get becomes the Shtakinen through the Yechsime without the Yechsime, but the Maisa Geirashin requires two Eidim Kimadomo. So if there are no Eidim Yechsime, so the Geirashin is not effective because the Kimadomo is lacking. Is lacking, and that requires a derive of the Messiah. Mashenikin Bashtamatone, so it doesn't require Eidim Mikimadoro. It only requires Eidim to validate the Shtar and the Shtakinian. So even a limited Rebbezer who says in the Messiah Kalse, but the Yechsime can also validate the Shtar and the Shtakinian. Now, the thing says, and the thing kasha, how can we learn out that sushi requires training himadova for woman, when woman itself does not require any himadova? So the thing says, the thing of an army, woman also requires Eidim Kimadova. And that's the pshat of the Shnai made in Yochindon. So in other words, the Biruv is indispensable towards the validity of the king. And if there hadn't been a halacha of Yidrat Bavinti Meirin Dome, so then any king that is not witnessed by Eidim would be null and void. If there hadn't been in the halacha of Yidrat Bavinti Meirin Dome. But there is a halacha of Yidrat Bavinti Meirin Dome, so true, that the kinyan of Momen, like in Shikha Chazoke, Agboye, or any kinyan, the requires Eidim Rikim Adovo. What does it mean, it requires Eidim Rikim Adovo? It means that if a kinyan is not witnessed by someone who can be the barrier, so then it's null and void, even though to Abishmai and Galye, that the kinyan did it. So in other words, if there hadn't been a halacha because of the Eidim Dome, if Reuven would sell his field to Shimon and without Eidim, so it would be null and void, even if they would both be Eidim. But there is a halacha because of the Eidim Dome, so if Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, I was Maksim, my son is Shimon, then he is Nemon, so his agode is as effective as the agode of Eidim. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether the kinyan is Daknoye is made in the presence of two witnesses who can be Levareya, or Daknoye is made by Elevay Hatene. It can still be Levareya through his own Agode. So in other words, Likim Adomo doesn't mean that it has to be witnessed by Eli. It has to be witnessed by someone who can be Levareya in this. Since there is a local Levareya Bavink in Eli Dome, so even though it's not witnessed by outside parties, but it's witnessed by the nation himself is in it. So in Mele, there is a Kim Adovo, because if by pushing the bar or the Misha would have full lemonis, not the kind of lemonis that you're shoving at the Sefer Yisurei, which is limited lemonis. This is lemonis only in regard to herself or in regard to himself, but it's not full lemonis. So the Mele is that if there had been a loch of Yidras Bodhi, that the Yisho has the money, regard the whole Alam and not just regard herself. So then, Hamitadish, Bene Levin Atmo, would be very vicious. True, there is a loch of Al-Bishnai Midi Yopin Dovo and Dovo Dovo. It has to be witnessed by Eidi. But if the Yisho would have full the money, so every Dushin, even if it's Bene Levin Atmo, could be verified by the Hagodah of the, by the Isha, or by the Hagodah, by the Baal. But the fact is that the Isha does not have full memories. She only has limited memories of Shavi Lavshev Tetham Yisurek. But she does not have full memories. The Baal does not have full memories regarding Kula Alme. So Mele, that means that if the Baal will say, I was Mekadish this Isha, if the Isha will say, come to Bezdin and say, the Baal was Mekadish me, so then it will not be Mizbarer. So Mele, since it cannot be this barrier by the Isha herself or by the Baal herself. So when can it be this barrier? Only if it's witnessed by draping. So the Mele, I'm cutting me there for the facial illusion. So the Mele, according to the Ktzeis Pshat, we can also explain the Teisves, the Mewish Lechalik, in the same similar vein. In other words, first Teisves says, the first version of Teisves says, that Eidim Yisira required by the Vigera Shnili Vavid Rameyea because of Eidim Yisira Al-Pach Mishnayim Lekima. And the second thing that Teisves says, mentions in the first portion, is that Eidim Yishtamatonea, Eidim Ramezea, must tell Eidim Yisira. And if he doesn't tell Eidim Yisira, it doesn't exime, it's not valid. Because in Shtar Kinyan can only become validated by with Eidim Yisira, not with exime. And he says in the second motion, as far as the first thing that the first motion says, the second motion agrees that Deva Shinu requires the Yisire Yivali Ramea. So the male, again, that the Yisire Yisire is not valid in the Kohen Ramea, certainly a Kohen Ramea. But And you read out in the second thing that takes mention in the first motion. So in the second motion, Taisle says something else. And Taisle says that even though Reb Lezer says it is still karte, but in the Chsine is also karte. So it's valid within the Chsine without any Chsine. But a gift that has in the Chsine and no in the Chsine is not valid because of the Zorosh of the Alpach Mishnai, Likimadovo. So then you add, but as the Chsine says, so Matone also requires Biru Likimadovo. Likimadovo. There is a reason it requires a Likimadovo. But not that Kedi. Nemones of Likimadovo. Anyone who has Nemones. So even without Kedi, the Baldi himself can be the Barale. So there is Likimadovo. Machinke by Dirishin and by Dushin, so there is no full mnemonic by the power of the Bishop, because it's Havachine. So the Mele will require aiding the Kimadov. So if it has a Yechime and no aiding the Sire, so the Gerashin is not valid because it's not witness. The Maisa Gerashin is not observed by grace. Now, so then, you can add a monarchia according to the Ktei. The Ktei said that if moment requires a Mishimadov, if moment requires a Mishimadov, the same way as Mishna Gershon. But by moment there is always a Mishimadov, whether it's aiding or the body. He's also aiding, he may aid God. So he has as much credibility as aiding. So mainly every time a Baldin makes a kinyan, or is mischayim himself, or does something that imposes upon him a certain chiyu, so mele it's witnessed by himself, and he is in a position to be mevarech kelapi kol ha'olam. So mele, there is a mikimadov, but by Dushin Gerashin, the Baldin cannot be mevarech. So when is it witnessed by someone who can be mevarech only if they are aiding? But if they are not aiding, maybe there is an edechot, he wouldn't have mnemonis, he couldn't be mevarech. So in the mele, there is no aiding matter. So the question arises, so then Taisa should say that by shtamatone, Taisa here only says that shtamatone that says in yechsime without in yisire is good. Because in yechsime is also karate. But by Gershon it's not good because Likimadovo is lacking. But by Mashtamatone there is Likimadovo because of the Dor Baldin. So Taisus only says that in regard to Mashtamatone that has the Yechsime. Taisus should go one step further. And Taisus should say that Mashtamatone that was not written the Chtav Yodei of the Nesis and has no Eid Yechsime, and there's no Eid Yechsime, but it was Nisa. The Shtamatone that was written, B'Ktav Sefer, and there it was written in the text of the Shtamatone, Sodi Yehor, Ani Ruvei, Ani Leich Eloch Et HaTzodeh, Leishimei, Lechoshimei. So, and there's no Yitachsimei, no Yitim Shire, but it was Nisa. So Mimele, since it can be verified by the nation coming to Bezdi and tell Bezdi that he was making a text of the Shtamatone that was not signed by anybody, and that was written with the Ktav Sefer. So Memele, he'll be Nemon. So it should be a valid Shtar. The answer is, the case only says that in regard to the requirement of aiding Rikir Madovo. So it's not Haloche Dafke. Of aiding Rikir Madovo, it's Haloche that it has to be witnessed by someone who has the money. But in regard to the Ashwish Torah, the Ktei says in Simon Vein, there, in order to become a Chesed of Ishtar, it has to be, not just the money, it has to have 80. But if, let's say, If there is, so in the case where the Shtamatone is written the Ktav Yodei, then the case would be made if the Shtamatone would be written the Ktav Yodei of the Nesis, and no Yechsime, no Yechsime, then the case would be made that it would be Velishta Matonis. Because then there is Nemones inside the star. Masheike is the star is written with Sapsenka. And it is has no Eder Sile. And it has no Eder Sile. So he doesn't have an Eder. He just has the Messire was witnessed by the Baldin himself. And he has the Mones. But what will he be Mivare? He'll be Mivare that he was made a piece of paper. A worthless piece of paper. So the melee is not a Hefzer Vishtar. In order to become a Hefzer Vishtar, it must have either a Dersime or a Nisire or Sabiode of the Nisire. But if it's not written with Sabiode of the Nisire, nor is it signed by Dersime, nor does it have a Nisire, then it's not a Hefzer Vishtar. But why couldn't we say just as the Ksei says, that in regard to the Aloche of Eidim Nisim Adavor, so not only if the Kinyan is witnessed by Eidim, who can be Mivare through their Adonai, but if the Kinyan is witnessed by the Baldin himself, who can be Mivare through his verse Baldin, so the Mele, it also fulfills the requirement of Tekim Adavor, so why shouldn't we say in regard to Ashri Ishtore, so the Ksei distinguishes. Akshui Ishtore, in order to become a Hefzer Vishtar, so it must be either, it must have either Eidim, so either in the Ksime or in Isire, or Ksaviode. Or Ksaviode. So Ksaviode, even though it's not Eidim, so it can also become a Hefzer Vishtar. Masheikin, if it's written with Ksaviode, and there's no Eidim Ksime, and there's no Eidim Isire, but it was Nitzav by the Baldin, by the Mason, and the Baldin is Nemon, so then it means that what can it be Mivare? It can be Mivare that he was, may say, an ordinary piece of paper. So then he doesn't become a Hefzer. Now, there is that some would say, the Yimre Meshe mentioned that even the name of the Chaim, I'm skeptical about that, whether the Chaim said it, but he mentions in the name of the Chaim, that the Chaim said on the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says in the Galus Mechas Mechira, Allah has said, Kitzad Vishtar, Kotav Lei Alanyo, Lacheret, Lealo Ole, Sodin Yosunoloch, Sodin Yochuroloch, Kitzad Vishtar, 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 the Apple Pish in a star shall be good. So the Rambam says, so it's a good star matoni. If he wrote, now on your lachere, so then you could soon walk, so then you could walk. Keep me she idea a star, when your day is coming. Keep me she idea a star, when your day is coming. So Apple Pish in shall be good, in shall be in the club. So that means that even though it has no Eidim, and some assume that when the Rambam says Apopishen Shom Eidim Klal, it means not only it has no Eidim Sile, it doesn't even have Eidim Sile, because if the Rambam had meant just there is no Eidim Sile, he shouldn't use the expression Klal. Why did he say Apopishen Shom Eidim Klal? Apopishen Shom Eidim, the Rambam emphasizes Apopishen Shom Eidim Klal. What is Miklau? Neither in Chesime, nor in Yisire. Nor in Yisire. It's still a very stamatone. So why is it a very stamatone? Now, the information mentions in the name of the Chaim. I'm skeptical about it because it's inconsistent with what I heard from my father, the Chaim, in the name of the Chaim. So I'm skeptical about it. I'm not happy Shalom saying that he fabricated his story, but you know, sometimes it's Mipiashmua, so one says he heard it from this one, and this one says he heard it from that one, Reb Chaim said, and Reb Chaim never said it. So I'm very skeptical about it. But anyway, the Imre Meshe says that Reb Chaim says that, in other words, that just as the Ksais says in regard to Indor Shebeor Pochet Mishnayim, that it doesn't mean it has to be witnessed by anybody. It can be witnessed by as long as it's witnessed by someone who has credibility. So So why Yushin and Gerashin, the Baal and the Isha, have no credibility? Because it's Chavlachim. Mashiach came by Mamein. So if it's witnessed by Mason, so he also has credibility. So the Mele is considered, like as if the Kinyan had begun with the Eidim. So in regard to Ashwish, we can say the same thing. A similar story. That in other words, true that it has, in order to become a chefs of the shtar, so it must be signed by the chsime or be witnessed, the material must be witnessed by Eidim, but even if it's not signed by the chsime, but it, and it's not witnessed by the material, but the nation himself witnesses it. So the Mele, and he has credibility because he was not looking at Eidim Dome, he becomes the chefs of the shtar. So the Mele, that's the shit of the Rambam. Kitzel die Star kosten wir an Jahr nach Herz wir alle alles von die Sülloch und die Kurloch gibt es in die Stau Jodel konnen aber die schein schon mit dem Klar so da was in so ich was mit mich sagt denk wer and no der Simen und die Sire so mit dem Ausstamm atone but if without Hades it's not the Herz nicht da and if no Hades then so is Hades doch nicht mit Hades Hades means someone who has the money so the Mele if the nation himself would come and say, I was made there, this Stamatone that was written with Sapteita to the Mikal, he would be named. So the Mele, the fact that he can be the father of this Nisire by his own testimony, so that's like a Nisire before him. Then the Shita Sram. Mele, so the information says that in regard to this status here, the Dalek, in regard to cases, in regard to cases that feud, the Taser says that the Shlamatoni is kosher vidoas neisein, it means, even if it has no intersime, even if it has no intersime, even if it's not Shav Yodei, just Shav Seifer, but since the neisein can't be mevarad in Nisire, so it's a good shtar. But of course the case and the Nisires, they both say that if the Shlamatoni was written with Shav Seifer, and it was not signed by Yersime, not named Shav Yodei Nisire, so then it's a chasre ba'ome, just a piece of paper. So, in other words, he has to be meiser ishtar. So, in other words, but if there are no edim, he's not meiser ishtar, he's meiser chasre ba'ome. So when he comes to Bezin and he testifies that he was meiser that ishtar, in effect, he will be testifying that he was meiser chasre ba'ome. This is what the saints and the Nisire say. So they say the country, and the Rami is the Rami. And then they mention the name of the Chaim. And then Rabbi Yishe Shapiro in his Sefer, so he says that the Be'er Agro says that when the Rambam says Ketzad Ishtar Kotzav Leil Anyo or Yal Acheres or Yal Ole Sodi Nisunelo Sodi Mechurelo Kipu Shiki Ashtar Yodei Kone Kitzav Yodei Kone Abba Kishihim Mekwaro. The Rambam is referenced to a case where it was not written Ketzav Yodei and not signed by the Sime, and not Nimsa B'Nei Nisire, but just because the nation himself is Nehemon, so the Mele, the fact that this Nisire is witnessed by the nation, so that in itself is like an Nisire. And he says that the Gro says it. Now, the Gro doesn't say it. You see, the Mechaber mentions this din of the Rambam, and he copied the lotion of the Rambam, the Mechaber. Kibishin di ashtar liyodi kone. Now this is mentioned by the Mechaber in Simen Kufta Mikal. So, Afal Pishen or Reading Klaus, the Kor says, the Kor Zerach is to say everything briefly in a few words. So he says, Kinivuea be Simen Kufpetes. To Simon Mikal. Now what does the Mechaber say in Simen Kufpetes? The Mechaber says in Simen Kufpetes, he says that he does Baldinsky Mikal. This is what Mechaber says in Simen Kufpetes. But I think that the Pshat in the Gro is this. The Pshat in the Gro and the Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says, Ketzad Bishtar, Kotzav Leil Anyo El Acheres, the Rambam means, Kotzav Leil Bichsav Yodei El Anyo El Acheres. Kotzav Leil Bichsav Yodei El Anyo El Acheres. Av Uyalo Ole Sodi Nisunelo. And I think that the reason is why so many Rosh Hashivas, great Rosh Hashivas, mention the name of Reb Chaim, because I heard from my father, the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that if Ishtamatone is Nichdam the Saviode, so where the Goras Baldin is inherent in the Shtar, then it is Ishtamatone. So Mimele, I suppose, through the circulation, so someone mentioned that Reb Chaim said even if the Doye was later in Besen, or even if there was no ultimately Doye in Besen, the fact that it can be Nisbare by his Doye, so that's enough. Anyway, so what the Gro means, I think what the Gro means, that the Gro also means that Kosavrei, what does Kosavrei mean? Bichsav Yodei Kosavrei, not Bichsav Sefer. I mean, the ordinary connotation of Kosavrei is Chsav Yodei. Kosavrei, Alanyo, Elachemes, Bichsav Yodei. So Memele, the Doye is inherent in the Shtar. So Memele, Chsav Yodei is a valid Shtar Kinyan. The Rashbo Shite is that Shtar, that Chsav Yodei, so is valid only in Get, because there is special Zerta Kosov. So that it was Chelik. But by Shtar Matone, certainly that Chsav Yodei is a good Shtar. A good Shtar. Because by Shtar Matone, we don't have to resort to a special Zerta Kosov. We don't have a special Zerta Kosov by Shtar Matone. Only by Get we have a special Zerta Kosov. But by Shtar Matone, since we do as Valdin in Canadian domain, So Mimele, the Chsav Yodei itself is another thing. So it's like a Nechsime. But, so this is what the Gro says. Kimibuya v'simen kuf pites. So in simen kuf pites, the Mechaba mentions the aloche of Vidoaz Baldin Kimeidim Dome. So that's the reason as to why Kosavrei v'chsav Yodei. So it's a valid Shtar. But if it's not Kosavrei v'chsav Yodei, not at all, and no in the Chsim, no in the Mesiris, so it's a Chasmi Baome, as the Chsim says and the Chsim says, they all say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
According to Eric Shah, how do you understand the story about Kishen Ashtar Shah Bakurum?
No, that means the paper is worth less than a quote.
All
right, now, but if we explain the Tesis this way, in other words, that the Miu Yish Lechalik says, differs from the first Lashon. Whereas in the first Lashon, Teisve said, mentioned two halachas, that in regard to Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai, so the halacha is it must have a derie of the Gereshin. And if it has a Gersime, so it doesn't fulfill the requirement of a Mikim Adon. Contrary to the Shiles Arif, because the Shiles Arif is that since the Gersime are in the Pirur and the Mesireh, so not only does it fulfill the requirement of a Shvuyei Shtore, of a Mesireh Karsi, invalidating the Shtar, it also satisfies the requirement under the Haloche of in Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai Likim Adovo. But the Shita of Rav Netami is no. In Likim Adovo must have a Deriye, not just in the Biro, a Deriye. So, Tetzvus in the first Lashon. So, and so far we explain the Tetzvus, Mirish Lechalek, and the basis that whereas in the first Lashon, Tesis mentioned two halachas. Number one, that in Malibu Rameya we require a Misire, because in Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai implies that Dushin Gereshin must have a Deriye, and if it is not witnessed by a Deriye, so if it's not observed by a Deriye, then the Dushin and the Gereshin is no envoy. That's one halacha. Second halacha is that it must have a Misire, and the Dechsime cannot validate it into Ishtakim. So the second motion says, no, in regard to the Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai, the second motion agrees with the first motion, that it, in order that the Dovah the Dushin Gereshin should be valid, it must be witnessed by the Riyah. But, and the Dechsime can be in the Biro, but they are not in the Riyah of the Gereshin. But in regard to the second proposition, the Tesis mentioned the first motion, the second motion is Chayri. And he says that as far as Ashvui Shtori is concerned, so according to Rablezer, it can be validated into a Shtar Kinyan, either by the Misire or by the Chsime. So the Mele Shtar Maton is in the Chsime, and does not have the Misire. So it's fine, it's valid. Because as far as Ashvui Shtori is concerned, it can become valid through a Misire or a Chsime, as the Ramban says. But, the second Russian Teisve is really kind of Ramban in one thing. The Ramban Shite is that as far as in Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai is concerned. So that can be satisfied, this requirement can be satisfied for the Yechsime becoming in the Biur and the Nisire, so the things we see in the second motion, that from the Damshite, that as far as the requirement of the Dovah Shabbat was spoken in Mishnah, with Yom HaDovah is concerned, so it means Davki Yidri. So Memele, by Yerash Yechsime without the Nisire is not good, but by Shabbaton it is good for the same Lomdes as the Ramban. Whether we explain it according to the Shite of the Rashbo, according to the Shite of the Tzeis, which I think is the Shite of the Ramban, but then it will follow that the Miu Yesh Nechalik holds that when Rav Leza says Eidich Simekase, Eidich Misirekase, he means Avdi Misirekase, as the Ramban says. Now, there is a certain, let's see, take the Tesis Rosh, and it mentions the same thing, but the order in which he formulates it is different than the order in which our Tesis formulates it. Our Tesis first mentions the Raya that according to Rav Leza, who says, Eid Misire Karse, according to Rav Leza, who says, Eid Misire Karse, so only Eid Misire Karse. But the Yechsime is not Kars. And dimensions the Raya from Shnayim Sheshonko Shnegitin. Now, so the Raya from Shnayim Sheshonko Shnegitin is not based upon the Aloha of Indoma Sheveyoko Shnayim. That's based upon the Aloha of Ashwi Yishtori. Then he says, Miu Yish Lechalik. So then the question arises, if Teisa says Miu Yish Lechalik, and that the Teisa himself says in similar ways, that in the Miu Yish Lechalik thesis he's saying that as far as the Shvuyish story is concerned, so it can become validated into Ishtakiyen for the Yechsime also, not only for the Yemisire. So then there is a kashe on the Gemore of Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegitin Shvusein Sholim Nisavu. So then we'll say in Echaname that the Miu Yish Lechalik will say that there is no Raya from the Gemore of Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegitin. Why isn't there a Raya? As the Ramban refutes that Raya. Well, how did the Ramban dispose of the Raya of Teisves? He says that there is no Raya. The two, according to Rav Leza, who says in Misir Karse, so the Chsime is certainly Karse, but after Misir Karse. But then you ask, so why does Rabbi Yirmiyah say that this Mishnah of Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegitin V'Nisavu Nesim Shnei Mazu can only accord with Rebbe Meir, but cannot accord with Rebbe Lezer, but if we say that according to Rebbe Lezer too Eidech Simei is Karase, so just as it can accord with Rebbe Meir if it's Mishloshim, so it should accord with Rebbe Lezer also if it's Mishloshim. So the Ramban says no, according to Rebbe Meir, who says that Eidech Simei Karase, so the Kosav has reference only to the Chsime, so the Mesirah does not have to be Lishmo. Masha'inkei according to Rav Leza, who says that the Mesirah Karase, so you don't even need the Chsime. So obviously when the Torah says the Kosav, it has reference to the Chsime. If the Kosav has reference to the Chsime, and the Chsime has to be Lishmo, so it has reference to the Nesirah also. And in other words, it relates to Masha'i Fonov, the law, modified. The expression we follow and modifies the expression Achor. So according to Rav Leza, that the Nisir Karase, so when the Torah says, because of law, we know some Sefer Kriyas Yodo, so the law modifies the because of the Ktive and Achor. The we know some Sefer Kriyas Yodo. So the Nisir also has to be Nishmo. If it's Nisavu, it's not Nisir Nishmo. So in many ways, we could say that when Teisve says, Miu Yish Lechalek, so then Teisve agrees with the Shita of the Rambam, that as far as that Jewish story is concerned, so then it can become a village talking into the Yechsime also. But then you ask, but by yet it's not good if I would Rameya because of Indoshim of Mishnayim. But then you ask, so how about the Gemara of Shnayim Shok Shnigitim in Yitavu? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that it cannot be called with Rav Leza, but since the Yechsime can also make it valid, we can validate it into a valid stagiration. So just that it can accord, just as the Mishnah can agree with Rav Leza, it should agree with Rav Leza too. So Teisve in the new Mishnah Chalik Loshen will say with what Ramban says. We can explain it exactly. So that is all right in the Teisve, because of the order we taste it from. But let's see how it is the order in which the thesis was formulated. The same thing the thesis says, but we didn't know. Now, Mamesh, the same motion, but the order is different. So he said, ולפיכוך צורך לאיזוי אל שאירה בשעת נשים את הגל ואינו כך, ואף אגב זה תלך 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 ואף אגב זה תלך תלך הוא ימד זה תלך ואילו אבינו מגרד וזה נעשה וזה נעשה יחי משתם אתה מוכתר כה הוא ישתם לאחר תודה ניסוי לוח שהוא מכין כך אין מי אין מוי שנות לי בפני בפני זה נעשה עבור מי הוא יש לך מין ימומן די נחן יגל בלדן כמאיבי סגלי ביחסי ובכן יגל זה ורבוי אין יפיר אבל בקיש נורידי רצן ונחן יגל בלדן יפיר נחן 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 יגל בלדן יפיר נח